Good morning. This past week's daf from Maseches Pesachim is daf Yud Aleph. We're going to go to the beginning of the sugya, which starts the Mishnah daf Yud Aleph from base. Talk about the Mishnah. Mishnah daf Yud Aleph from base. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Boidkin or Yudalid, we make the bedika. The night of Yudalid, Uv Yudalid Shachris, Yudalid in the morning, Uv Shas Habir, at the time of Bir. The time of Bir refers to the Zman that Chazal Berkaveh for Bir, which is the Shah Shishis, which is actually the time that Chazal gave their Isser Hano. Like we see in the next Mishnah, everyone agrees the Shah Shish is also Bano, and that's the time to burn it midrabbanan. Those who started learning Daf Yud Beis already are familiar with the Brais on Daf Yud Beis, a famous Brais that Rabbi Huda talks about. Rabbi Huda's sheet is that Ein Birchom Sal Shreifa. So the price over there that makes mention Ein Mosai Shlo Bishaz Biyurei of Bishaz Biyurei Hash Barsosai Bechol Dover. The price talks a lotion of Shaz Biyurei. And as we'll see, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over there, but Tosfos over there makes a mention to our Mishnah, and he says, in asking on Rashi over there, v'oid shas bi'uru demasis and hanu b'sheish. Right in the middle of the Tosfos over there, when he asks on Rashi, he says that shas bi'uru of the Mishnah refers to sheish. Right, we see Tosfos by us also. Over here, we'll see that Shas Biyurai that Yehuda is talking about is the Shor Shishis, the sixth hour. Okay, according to Yehuda, we have three Zmanim of Bedika, Dikas Chometz, one night of Yudalid, one the morning of Yudalid, and one the Shor Shishis of Yudalid, sixth hour of the day. The Chachomim Oimrim, the Chachomim say the following: Loi bodak or yudalid yivdaik bi yudalid. If one did not make the bedika at night, the night of yudalid, yivdaik bi yudalid, you should make the bedika on yudalid the next day. Loi bodak bi yudalid. If he didn't make the bedika on yudalid, yivdaik b'soy chamoid. He should make the bedika b'soy chamoid. You see, big question: what this means. Now, first of all, that we'll see in the Gemara, talks about that, is there a machlokes? What is the machlokes? Are they talking about the same thing? The Chacham first start talking about Loi Bodak. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't, not clear that he makes any mention if he didn't make the Bedika. Right, we'll see the Gemara first took on that Rabbi Yehuda holds that they have to make Bedika three times. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. We'll come back to that. Let's just see the Rashi in the Mishnah. The Chachamim talk about being bodak, making a bedika b'soy chamoid and la'acha hamoid. Rashi says b'soy chamoid in the Chachamim shita is b'shosh shishis shu moir habir. Rashi says that when the Chachamim talk about yivdek b'soy chamoid, what does b'soy chamoid refer to? It refers to a special appointed time, which is the Zman Habir. And therefore, according to Rashi, when the Mishnah says B'Sei Chamoid, it's really referring to the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda says as Shas Habir. Two different words to describe the same time. And that's a question that the Rishonim have on Rashi, that if it means the same thing, so why in the Mishnah two different Mamda Omer talking at the same time, why they have a different reference to that time. And we'll see the Ran gives a possible explanation for that. But that's what comes out according to Rashi. That two different references refer really to the same thing. That's point number one that Rashi says. Now, la'acha hamoid, according to that, follows to mean that la'acha sheishois, la'acha hamoid, mishayshois ulamayla. Now, Rashi says over here the next two words is another chiddush that Rashi says, ad shetechshach. Rashi says that in the Chachamim Shittim, that the Chachamim tell us that the Bedika extends if one didn't make it at different times. He must still make a bedika. Rashi tells us that the Chachamim Shita is Ad Shetech Shach, only till the night of Tezvav. That's all. Once Yontif starts, then the Chachamim hold is no bedika anymore. That's Rashi's Chiddush in the Gemara over here. As a matter of fact, that the Mefarshim ask a stira in Rashi, a contradiction in Rashi, in Menachos, like we see, Agmar brings when Agmar discusses the contradiction of Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether you make Xeri, not Xeri, in the sugyas over here. So the first mission that the Gemara brings is the mission in Menachos over there concerning Chodosh. So Rashi over there, Samach Zayin, Mar brings the same. So the Gemara over there brings the same contradiction to the sugyas. So the Gemara brings our Mishnah. And the Gemara, the Ramin of Yudah Omer, Chomer LeBadak, Rashi says over there, Rabbanan pligi alei the Amri LeBadak b'seich hamoyed Chomer b'moyed seifos tahan b'shei shivdach l'achar hamoyed b'seich ha-pesach ha-atzmoy. Rashi says l'achar hamoyed means during Yom Tov. Rashi b'yos says l'achar hamoyed means just ad shetechshach, till the night of Tezvav, till Yom Tov starts. And Rashi over here says that the Bedik extends the entire Yom Tov. Right, so, aside from a difficulty in understanding why Rashi by us says Achetechshach, but Rashi in Menachos contradicts himself and he says that it's the whole Pesach, right? The whole Yom Tov. Right, and that's over here. If you see this little star in the Rashi Bayos, the Mesayis HaShas sends us to Rashi Menachos, and this is what he means to raise this question. Now, let's see the Tosfos. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos talks as follows. When Bala Psech Hamoy, Pisha Kuntris, Pisha Kuntris usually refers to Rashi, that Moy refers to Shoshishis, that's the time of the Sreifa, the Kosho. The Rabbi Yehuda Karle Shas Habir. Tosfos asked the question that we mentioned before. According to what Rashi learns, then the Rabbi Yehuda talks about Shoshishis, the time of that he's supposed to, that the Chacham set up for burning of the Chametz. And the Chacham also talk about it, and they refer to it in two different ways. That's what Tosfos is asking. The Kosh, Rabbi Yehuda, Kor Le Shas Habir. Rabbi Yehuda calls that same time Shas Habir. And according to Rashi, learned Moyid refers to the Shas Habir. L'mashin L'shaynay. So why did the Tana change the reference? Therefore, Tosfos says that no, we have to translate different. Pesach Hamoed is not referring to the sixth hour. Pesach Hamoed haynu mitchila sheva ad soif haPesach. That when we're talking about the Chacham Shita, Yivdek Pesach Hamoed actually is referring to after the sixth hour. Pesach HaMoed talks about the time of the Isser Deraisa of Chometz, which is after 6 hours, in Tchilas Sheva. And that, Tosis learns, Moed refers to the whole time the Chometz is Aser, that means from Shoah Shvius until after Yom Tov. That all is includes the time of Moed. Now, according to that, Tosis is going to say right now a Chiddush on his own. La'achar HaMoed, according to that, means after Yom Tov. If the whole Yom Tov went by and Bedikah wasn't made, one should still make a Bedikah. What are you making a Bedikah for? La'achar HaMoed, Yivda Kadesh Le'isav Le'chomet Shel Heter Issa B'Shel Heter V'yeich Lenu. Tosis says, the reason for that is that Chomet She'ovar Al HaPesach is Osir. So that's why it's necessary if someone didn't make a bedika, and therefore it's possible that it's chomet shavuot of a Pesach, and that's also to eat. So we want to make sure that he finds that and he shouldn't come to eat it after Pesach. Now, Tosis himself refers to the machlekes that we had in the beginning of the Masechta. Rashi and Tosis, what the basis of the bedika is. Remember, Rashi says the second line on that base in the Mishnah. Rashi says the Mishnah all about a boikin is a chometz. Rashi says boikin shlo yavel lo b'vayir ol b'yimotze. Rashi says the purpose of the bedika is to prevent a person from being over b'yir ol b'yimotze. Now that I have chometz in your possession on yontif b'yir ol b'yimotze, and therefore a person has to do what he can to make sure that he doesn't have chometz, what's within his ability, and that's what's mechayev, that's what obligates one to make a bedikah. That's what Rashi says over here. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Remember that Tosfos says that the purpose of the bedikah really is because we're concerned, not because the bayrul b'motze, you have bittul, all the things that take care of that. We're concerned that if a person has chometz in his house, then he might come to eat it. Right, that's the concern that Tosfos has. And therefore Tosfos says as follows. So therefore, according to Tosfos, the reason why we make a bedikah is in order to prevent a person from coming to eat chometz, which is also, so therefore it's possible to have a bedikah even after Yom Tov, because if there's a din of chometz over HaPesach, which is chometz even after Yom Tov, which is also to eat, so that would also require a bedikah to make sure one is not nichshol, doesn't end up eating this chometz. And that's what Tosfos says, the last three lines in Tosfos. But Rashi leirotz lefarish came. Rashi didn't want to learn like we just said now that there's a bedikah after Yom Tov. Why? Meshapirish b'mishn debeikin shleyav v'bal yirod. That Rashi explained that we just saw that the reason for the bedikah is a person shouldn't be over bal yirod by motze. And of course, such an issue doesn't exist after Yom Tov. So if the whole purpose of the bedikah is in order to prevent a person from having chometz in his possession, that's only on Yom Tov itself. Once Yom Tov is over, there's no reason to make a bedikah anymore. Therefore, Rashi couldn't learn that Yivdek La'achar HaMoed means after Yom Tov.
Isn't it kind of like Zera, that you're doing a bedikah in order that you should, I mean, I guess it's both. But La'achar HaMoed is doing a bedikah for what?
Right, so I think unfortunately we speak out that in the Chaim, this is because of the Chomer of Chometz, the Knas of Chomer Shalom Pesach, is all Nichas into it. And that's why it wouldn't be considered like a Gzer. It's all in order to bring out the Chomer of chometz, but that's a good point. Good to hold on. Now, I mean, Rashi by us in the Mishnah really says, like we mentioned, even a bigger case, we're only at techshach. Right? Tosfos, when Tosfos over here explains Rashi, Rosh Lefarsh La'achar HaMoed, right, means after Yom Tov, right? So that would maybe explain, let's say, according to Rashi and Menachos, that the entire Pesach, right? So you have Rashi by us says an additional chiddush that even during Yontif, there's a bayir or bayir motz over here. So why is there no bedikah? That's still left to explain. There's a marshal on the Rashi that we could see. I also have this gemara, so I have a gemara. Here. You see, it's the second Marsha in the Firoma base. The Pish Rash, the Mathlach Hamoid. You see over here is. You have the. You see, where are you?
Oh, yeah, I have
you, see
it.
Yeah. The Pish Rash, the Mathlach Hamoid.
Yes.
Mishay Shoys Lamail Achetechshach. Right? He quotes the Rashi, Lach Hamoid means Mishay Shoys Lamail Achetechshach till gets dark. Akan Lushan. Nidish addicted Lafarish the Fishi Tosai. The Marshal explained that Rashi was careful to explain, according to his shita, that Abdika hu kadesh liyava b'yiroh. Like we saw, Tais himself mentions that Rashi's shita is that Abdika is in order not to be erev b'yiroh. Now he adds something over here, which is important, gives us an outlook on shita's Rashi in general. But v'chol ha'mishnayis dekatoni behu din b'dika hainu b'loy bitl. And all the Mishnais which talk about the din bedika is without bittul. You know, one of Taisus' questions on Daf Beis was that you're safe from Ba'ir or Ba'ir Matzei regardless, since Habaydik Soch Be'evatel. So you're making bittul anyways, right? So how can we say that the bedika is in order to save a person from being over Ba'ir or Ba'ir Matzei, right? Bittul. That's clear in the Gemara. It helps a person. So Marsha says that in Achanami, but all the Mishnayos which talk about Bittul, without Bittul. Bittul was a later Takana, and at the time of the Mishnah, there was no Bittul. One could make Bittul, but all the Mishnayos are talking about Bedika without Bittul, and that's why the Bedika is satisfying the Deraisa. Or making bedika to search out, make sure we don't have any chametz in our house, because otherwise one could be over by your old by
emotion. Rashi learning
that Abayu Torah Shabbat came after the Mishnah. Yeah. Right. Now, therefore, the Rashi says like this: Umishim Hochi. So we're coming to explain now why Rashi says that Bedika is only Achetechshach, right? And we would think on the contrary. I mean, if Bedika is dependent on Bayor Bayim Motze, so Bayor and Bayim Motze definitely is during the time of Yom Tov. So why is there no Bedika then? So the Mashal explains. Mishum Hachi b'Yom Tov Gufei Loma Yivdeik Mishum Baal Yiroh. Therefore, he says, on the contrary, you're not going to gain anything. Definitely, there is a Baal Yiroh on Yontif, right? And the reason why Bedika was is because of Baal Yiroh. That definitely applies. However, the reason why one's not going to make a why there's no Dim Bedika on Yontif is because you're not going to gain anything. Loma Yivdik Mishum Baal Yiroh. Demat Tikkun Bedika. What are you going to gain through Bedika? He's saying you just make problems for yourself, because if one makes a bedika and he finds chametz, so what's he going to do now on Yontif? Right, you can't be mevatel. Right, we know that you can't after the Shah Shishis, you can't be mevatel. So what are you going to do now? The Efshel Levatalos. So therefore, by making a Bedika on Yontif, you're not gaining anything. Even though the Bedika is for the by Motzei, but on Yontif, you're making things worse for yourself if you make a Bedika.
Masho means he's going to be over by Motzei when he sees it. That's why you shouldn't make a Bedika? Or just
that's
not gaining anything?
No, he seems to be saying that, if you make a Bedika, you're going to find something, so what are you going to do now? Now you found, so he seems to be saying that you're over by Motzei, right? So you know, so you're making yourself worse because you have no. The idea of the bedika is to find something and to get rid of it, but to find something and not be able to get rid of it, you're just making yourself worse. That's what he's saying over here. What? Oh, so we'll see. So one question is the good question that you're asking concerning Chol HaMoed, right? Chol HaMoed, you definitely could burn it. Even on Yom Tov itself, there are ways.
Second day Yom Tov, maybe.
Okay, but that's a good question because Rashi learns that the holding Medika ends at the night of Yontif. That's all. Nothing after that. That's Kipshuti, what Rashi seems to be saying. And that's a good question that you're asking, that how do you explain Chol HaMoed according to this? Right? And even on Yontif itself, the ways of getting rid of the chometz, you know, maybe it's Muktzah, but so we'll see in a minute if we could explain this Masho. So this is the way the Masha is explaining. Av Moshei Shoyis Lamaila Ad Shetechshach Boidik. But those 6 hours you could. If you find chometz, then Masha says you're not over b'bal yiro. Right now, this right, we know is a question. At what point of time does the b'al yiro surface? If you find chometz, then Akate in every ba'al yiro.
Even though you can't be mevatel, but he's not over.
And then he's talking about sheisho. Sheisho lemaila. Right. In yimtzos, as akate in every ba'al yiro. So l'chol, what he means is that you could burn it, right? Ukdei shelo yaver b'yomtiv. In yimtzos, right? So if you find b'yomtiv, then you get rid of it. Right. The inner Efer brings a raya to this idea. So what he wants to say over here is to explain the Rashi that the reason why Rashi says only Achat Techshach is because by making a Bedika, the idea of the Bedika is to find the Chometz and to be able to be Mavarit. Right? That's how you're going to save yourself from the Baal Yerol Baal Yemotzi. But if you're going to look for chometz at a time that you can't be mevarid, so that's just going to make it yourself worse as far as the ba'al yiro is concerned. And therefore he says that once yontif comes, and that's the zman of the ba'al yiro, there's nothing that you could do then, so you're making things worse. Beforehand, till ad shetechshach, you make a bdika, then you're okay. Now, because of your question and other ha'oros on the Masho, I saw that Reb Shlomo Zalman in his sefer, Reb Shlomo Zalman Obach, they printed his shiurim on different mesechtes. So he says that Masho over here doesn't mean that you can't burn it. Right? That's not the problem. But you know, find chometz and you can't destroy it. He says that that the problem over here is, like the Gemara mentions, that the concern is that one will find chometz and he'll be shoye till he burns it. Right? And we have Gemara. And if a person waits, hesitate, like so by the Gemara before, right? Gemara says the reason why Chazal will masakim bittel is because a person might find chometz, and if we have to rely on burning it, he might wait. If it's a piece of chometz that he's not so sure whether he wants to destroy, and meanwhile he'll be over by Yerol by Yemotze. So that's how he explains what this means. And that's the difference between, that's what Masho talks about, till Vav Shoyis, that you're not over by Yerol, and after Vav Shoyis, that you are over on by Yerol. That's the difference about that Masho means. That till Vav Shoyis is no by Yerol, so it doesn't bother us, the hesitation, because you're not over by Yerol. But once the Zman of Baal Yiroa comes, then we're concerned of the hesitation, and that's a problem even on Chol HaMoed. And so this other Mashal explains the Rashi, and this is just an extension of what we saw that Tosfos already told us, that Rashi holds the reason for the Bedikah is because of Baal Yiroa, and that's what Tosfos says, that's why after Yontif there's no room to make a Bedikah at all. Therefore, the Mashal says that based on this Shittas Rashi, we could explain the Rashi by us, what Rashi says, that the Bedikah is not even made after Techshach, and the reason for that is because we'll make ourselves bigger problems by looking for the Chametz than if we don't. Only till Vav Shois, then, by looking for the Chametz, then we're safe. So that's why there's a Bedikah till then.
Aren't you only over Baal Yiroa after between six and Shkia, are you over Baal Yiroa?
So there's a question, and this Mashal is saying over in Rashi that you're not.
Okay.
Right, it's in Machlok Sishan, we mentioned in the past, even in Rashi himself, there's Rashi, Mashmoy, some Rashi, other places. Not like this. But that's how the Mashal explains the Rashi.
It's saying don't do Bedikah. That means that it's shaykh, you have Chametz. I mean, Chazak, but you don't, but it's shaykh, you do have Chametz, but I don't want you to look for it.
Why?
It's saying don't do Bedikah. Don't do Bedikah during Pesach. That means you might have Chametz. I'm assuming so. Unless you say Chazakosh, Chazakosh, Baduk.
No, but ask what you're asking. What are you asking?
Oh, that means that this would be a raya that Chametz Shein Yadua, you're not going to be over on Baal Yiroa by Matze. And don't do Bedikah because we don't know what to do with it. Okay, but you have Chametz in your house.
So what does it mean that Rashi holds that the Bedikah without Bittul is the rice caused by Yiroa, only in case you find it?
Bedikah without
Bittul. No, that's how you explain. Why is Bedikah the Raisa?
You have to do it once. Did you do it once?
No.
We're talking about now as far as the Raisa, Bayer by Motze, right? That's what Mashal is explaining.
If you don't do Bedikah, then you're going to be over. If you do Bedikah, you find it.
You forgot to do Bedikah. It's Pesach.
That's the case we're talking about.
He wasn't about to do it. No, I understand that, but I'm saying until you do Bedikah once, you're going to be over.
He's saying not to do.
So now this point, this is a question over here, and this is unfortunate talk about that. If the Bedikah was saving you from Anissa the Raisa, so how could Chazal tell you not to make the Bedikah? Right? And
it could lead you to Anissa the Raisa.
So that depends how you understand what does it mean that the Raisa is Mechayev Bedikah. Is it because you might find, or because if there's an Isser Bayimotze, so you have to do what's within your ability to make sure you don't have, like the eating, right, the vegetables with the insects, right? You got to do what you can. If you don't, you can't just say, well, I didn't see anything, so it's okay. Because if it's within your ability to check it, and you don't, that's your negligence. So that's your. Right? The Marshal over here. I mean, Marshal, because of this problem, Marshal says that it definitely has to be talking about that you satisfy the deraisa, because otherwise Chazal, because of Xeira, wouldn't stop you from making the bedika, if you otherwise have a question of a deraisa. Right? So that's a good point that you're being ma'ir. Now let's see. Let's see the Ran. There's a Ran over here which talks about our Rashi. Okay, the Ran over here is on the Avdalon Beis in the Dapi Arif, page 8 in the Rif. it's like three lines up from the wide lines. Yivdeik b'seich hamoed. Pirush Rashi zal. See that he brings Rashi. The question that we're discussing right now: what is moed in the Chacham Shita? What is the time of moed referring to? Pirush Rashi zal b'shah shishus. V'loy nehira. But it doesn't seem that that's the right pshat. The Ma'ishan of Rabbi Yehuda Kolei Shasabir. Why is there a difference there? Rabbi Yehuda calls that same time Shasabir. Rabbanan Kolei Teich Hamoed. This is a question. All the Shem are bothered by this. On that, the Ran offers V'ikla Meima Dimishum de Rabbi Yehuda Eine Boidik Bikan Ve'elech. Well, maybe we could explain the difference of the terms. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Eine Boidik Bikan Ve'elech, that we don't make any Bidika from here on in. This is it. This is the last Bidika that's made. Therefore, we could call it Mikri Shas Habir. We could call this point the Shas Habir. Avol Rabbonon Disfile Shuhu Boidik La'achar Mikan. According to Chomim, that is a Bidika after this. Loi Mikri Lahu Shas Habir. We wouldn't call this a Shas Habir. So the Ran has an explanation for Rashi, why the difference of the terms, and because Shas Habir refers to the time that the Chametz will be gotten rid of, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is the last time that we look for Chametz to get rid of it. So that's why now we could call this time the Shas Habir. It's a more definitive time. The destroying of Chametz has ended at this point. But according to the Chachamim, that is a din of a Badika afterwards. So according to the Chachamim, we wouldn't call this the Shas Habir. And that's why the Rabbanon used a different term. It's called Moed. So the Ran has an Eitzah for Rashi to explain why of the change of the Lashonis. But he goes on, and he says like this, V'kat le'nichalon. He says, however, we're still not so happy with Rashi. She Rashi is al pirush loy bodo b'seich hamoyir lachamoyid dahainu lachar be'ashet hechshach. He's dealing with the second point in the Rashi. He says, okay, fine, this point that Rashi explains what moyid is, it refers to the same time, the Chacham is Rabbi Yehuda, that using different Lashonis, right, that we could give an explanation to. But Rashi mentions something else, like this is the Rashi over here in Psochem, different than in Menachis. Ashet hechshach v'ikla meidak. And we have to ask on this. Why is it that a badika is not made? And that the Ran says a chiddush, and he says pass like this. Ve'efsher dahainu taimu. Maybe this is the reason why Rashi feels that according to the Chum, there's no badika after once we should techshach. Even the Rabbanon agreed that at a point when the Isser Chometz has its greatest stringency, that there's a Chi of Chorus, then even when it's Machlov Sofer, and we'll explain what that means in the Gemara, we don't rely on that. Now, what he's referring to over here is as follows. Right? If, remember the Gemara. The Gemara deals, right, most of this daf that we're learning deals with contradictions between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon in situations where you do make a gzeira, don't make a gzeira. Find a place where Rabbi Yehuda says they are, other places he says not, the Rabbanon, yeah, not. And the Gemara over here gives us the rules for the Chacham Shita and for Rabbi Yehuda Shita. In our Mishnah, as the Gemara comes out, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a person only has to make a bedika once. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that the last bedika is B'shas Habir. That's all. It means even if he didn't make it, if he didn't make it by night, make it by day. Didn't make it Shachris, make Shas Habir. But then that's all. The Chachamim say that you can make it further. to the times that the Mishnah says, right? According to the Mishnah, there is no limit at all. Now, in the Gemara, Gemara explains that the reason why according to Yehuda, we don't make a bedika afterwards. If you look in three lines from the bottom of the Gemara, Gemara says like this. Gemara says as follows, V'hocha b'hocha miflagi. Right, this is the machlekes. Gemara first understood, maybe there was a different point that Yehuda held. This is the machlekes. Mar sovar mekami yisur im basa yisur aloi, gzeira dilma osi lameicha minei. That the difference is the machlekes over here, whether a bedika should be made during Azman Isser Chometz, because we're afraid a person might come to eat from it. Go look for chametz, and you might making yourself problems because by uncovering chametz, there's a possibility a person might eat it. And that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is over here that the reason why bedikah is not made further is because of a gzeira where a concerned person might end up eating the chametz that he finds. The Rabbanan say, you're not gozer. That's the Gemara says at this point. Now the Gemara later on asks a question in the Rabbanan Shita that we find that the Rabbanan are gozer, are concerned. If you look in the Gemara, you see on the Gemara in Yiraf and Aleph, you see where it has that base in the Gemara in the parentheses for the Bach.
Yeah.
So the line right under that, right? Actually, the word right under the base. Rabbanan Rabbanan Amalei Kasha. Right? There's a contradiction that the Gemara is asking that the Rabbanan in our Mishnah are not Gozer, and we make a Bedika further on. We're not concerned that when one looks for Chametz, he might find, he might come to eat it. Not concerned. And in this Mishnah over here, concerning the Din of Chadash, there is a Gzeir. So that's the contradiction. Moreover, says Rabbanan Rabbanan Amalei Kasha. This is not a contradiction. We have an answer to this. Who adds my max al the sorfai meichel ka'ochol minei? The Gemara says the following svar, that if he himself is looking, why is he looking for the chametz over here? He's mechazer al the sorfai. He's trying to find the chametz in order to get rid of it. So if the purpose of his bedika is to burn the chametz, we're not concerned that he's going to come to eat it. Right? He knows the reason why he's doing this, because the chametz is also, right? That's why he's doing it. So if his involvement in the chametz is to destroy it, then we're not concerned. If a person is involved in something that his involvement is not pointing to Isser, then we're concerned. You know, through his involvement, he might come to eat it. But over here, being that his involvement is in order to burn it, so we're not concerned. So that's how the Gemara explains our Mishnah over here, which means like this: that at what point of the Gemara, at what the original point of the Gemara, we thought that Rabbanan Shita is that Rustam not gozer at all, but we find that Rabbanan makes zerus, and therefore the Gemara had to explain that no, the truth is that under other circumstances we would make a gzera, but over here we have a safeguard, right? Over here, that being that the whole search is in order to burn the chametz, so we're not concerned he might come to eat it. And that's what the Rabbanan Shita is. So it comes out from this Gemara. Again, the point is that they really, Rabbanan really hold that there is a basis to make Zeris, to be concerned. But over here, we have a safeguard so we can rely on that. Therefore, the Ran is saying, Rashi holds by us, Achetechshach, something changes as far as the Issur Chometz is concerned from Sheshoyis L'mayla, that's definitely, there's an Issur Chometz, right? Acholak, from the Shoshvius and on, but something changes at Tezvov by night. And the difference is that the Psukim, we're talking about Chorus, Ashivas Yomim, Chiv Chorus, is first Chal at night. So at night, the Issur of Achilas Chometz is much more Chomer. So therefore the Ran says, a possible explanation in Rashi, that based on this Maskonas HaGemara, that Rabbanan really do hold that there's reason to make Gzeira in general, a person might come to eat it, However, we have a safeguard that since he's being Isaac in Sreifa, so we rely on that, that he'll be aware of why he's doing it and he won't come to eat it. And that the man says that we only want to rely on that at the time that Issa Chometz is only an Issa Lav, right, till the night. But when the Issa Chomer is Chal, the Issa Chorus, then even the Chachomim don't rely on that, don't rely on that safeguard, and then concerned for the further Shash, and therefore they're masking Rabbi Yehuda that will Goyzer. That's how the Ram wants to learn in Rashi. That's what he means over here. If you see the words again.
And what's the Gzeira?
The Gzeira is he might come to eat it. Yeah, right? The person looks for Chometz.
So what does he have to do because of that Gzeira?
So therefore we don't look. Therefore don't look. Right? Rashi is telling us in the Chachomim Shita there's also a point that we don't want you to look for the Chometz. Yeah. Right? What's the reason for that? The reason for that, even according to Yehuda, is because we're concerned. If you look, you might come to eat it. However, there's definitely machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim at a certain point that the Gemara tells us, because the Chachamim have a svara to say that since you're looking after to burn it, so we're not concerned you're going to come to eat it. That the Rav is explaining Rashi a chiddush in the Gemara that we're going to rely on this that he's searching to burn it is only at a time that the Issa Chometz is with only an Issa Lav. But once the Issa Chorus is Chal, then we're very concerned and we're not going to rely anymore on the fact that he's Machzor Lav L'Sarfai, and therefore we don't want any Chometz to surface at all. Even according to the Chachamim. That's what he's saying over here. If you look again over here in the Ran, by that Gimel, in the brackets, Ve'efsher dahainu taim. This is the reason why Rashi says in the Chachamim Shita that Bedika is only Achetechshach. Ve'efsher dahainu taim. Mishum dafil rabbonon moidu. Even the rabbonon agree. Dechol heicha da onish kores. At a point of time that there's an onish kores on achilas chometz. Afilu machlav v'soifai. Even though you have that svar of machlav v'soifai. We're not going to rely on that. Chashinan, we still suspect Dima Asil Mechalim. And we don't rely on that reason that the Gemara says, Ela Acha Techshach, the Lekka chorus, only till night that there's no chorus. That's what the Ran wants to explain the Rashi. Right? So that's the Pshat in the Rashi. So according to that, it comes out that the truth is that Rabbanan also agree that there's a point of time that Wechayish Dima Ochel. And the whole Machlekes is only, right? Till that point. That svara that the Gemara says, according to Rashi, doesn't help us entirely. It only helps us till the point of the Issa Chorus. While we're here in the Ran, we'll just finish it off. Al Hanochen. But the Ran says that the proper Pirush is not like this. Al Hanochen Kemosha Pirush Harav Alfasi Zal. The proper explanation in the Mishnah is like the Rif says, the Rambam also explains it like this, Sheyivdei B'yudalid, Hainu Kol Yom Yudalid. Yudalid, see now there's a little shift over here in the Pshat over here. Comes out similar to that of Tosfos, but Tosfos says that Moed refers to from Shom Shvius until Sefer Pesach. Now, according to that, so Yudalid refers just till that point. That's what Yudalid means. Right? When the Chachamim say Loibodak or Yudal Yivdek Yudalid. That means till Shor Shvius. The Rif says that no, Yudalid includes the whole day. Loi Bodak Yudalid Klal Yivdei Pesach HaMoed. That referred to Moed refers to Yontif, starting by night. Tahainu Pesach HaPesach. Loi Bodak Pesach HaMoed. Tahainu Teich HaPesach Yivdei Achar HaPesach. And this is what we were saying over what you have already seen around. The Ran says, Afkav Leimitzer El Medrabonon, even though it's only an Issa Drabonon, Ki Heichi Dikansuhu Rabonon, Mishum Dov Rabbayiro, Bayimotse, La'osra afil bano also chizik lezavrein kishal teira la'tzricha av v'dika. That the Rabbanon gave a knas because of Bayo Bay Motse, so they strengthened their knas by requiring a bedika on the Isra, which is machabas their knas. So this is something which is really an explanation which is needed even according to Taisvis. But Akoponon, the way these Meforshim explain the Mishnah, the times in the Mishnah are a little bit different than that of Taisvis. You know, what the Mishnah is referring to. But the halacha comes out to be similar. Now, there is a otzlach that he has a big arichas on the sugya over here, and he deals with the contradiction in the two Rashis, and he wants to explain the two Rashis and to show how they're not necessarily a contradiction. The first thing that he does, he says a chiddush in pshat and Rashi by us. And he says that when Rashi says ad shetechshach, that you make the bedika m'sheishu esamal ad shetechshach, he says that Rashi doesn't mean to exclude chol hamoed. It just means to exclude yom tif itself. That when yom tif comes, then you don't make a bedika. But after that you do. And the explanation to that, he says, with another chiddush in Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason for the Chacham that we just discussed is who ate ma'asal v'sarfay meicha ka'ochu minei. The Rabbanan's svara is that being that he's ma'asal v'sarfay, he's searching it in order to burn it, so we're not concerned that he's going to come to eat it. On Yom Tif, that he can't burn it, so he doesn't have this safeguard of machzor lov l'sorfoi. Therefore, that's for what Gemara is saying, why the Rabbanon hold that a bedika could be made, it only helps at a time that you could burn it. And that's what Rashi means over here, achetechshach, that as soon as yontif starts, you don't have that safeguard, so during the yontif time, that's when Rashi is saying that the Rabbanan agree that you don't make a bedika. Now, based on that, he wants to say as follows. That the Gemara, Mimenachas, Gemara by us also, there are two stages in the Gemara in understanding what the Rabbanan Shita is. Our Gemara understood originally that the Rabbanan are just not Goyzer, right? That was the basis of the contradiction that the Gemara asks. Now, if you understand the reason why the Rabbanan hold that you don't, that one makes the Bedika further, is because we're just stam not concerned that he's going to come to eat it, so then the Dim Bedika will extend even al-Achar Shetech, even on Yom Tov itself, right? Because I don't need a safeguard. It's not based on a safeguard. The Rabbanan are not Goyzer. We're not concerned in the first place he's going to come to eat it. So if the reason of the Rabbanan, the reason why Rabbanan hold that one should make a bedika, one has to make a bedika further, is because we're not Goyzer. We don't suspect he's going to come to eat it. So then it'll apply al-Achar Shetech, even on Yom Tov itself. The person has to make a bedika. The Gemara right now, because of the contradiction, the Gemara asks, and the Gemara tells us that the reason why they're bonan is because of the safeguard that if he's b'machzel of the sofrei, that's why the Rabbanan say that we're not concerned. This is a new reason according to this, right? That there is a reason. That's like, and this is a safeguard, and according to that, the Tzach is saying. So if you don't have right now, if you're not able to burn it, you don't have the safeguard. So that's why the Tzach learned the Rashi that on Yom Tov, you can't make a bedika. So what we're saying right now is that this point of time on Yonta that you can't make a Sreifa, and therefore you don't have the safeguard, whether according to the Rabbanon, without the safeguard, are you allowed to make a Bedikah or not, is really dependent on how you understand the Rabbanon Shita. According to the Havmir of the Gemara, that the reason for the Rabbanon is because we're not, just not concerned that a person can come to eat it, so then even on Yonta he has to make a Bedikah. Maskonas HaGemora, that really we would be concerned, but we have the safeguard. So you're limited to only when the safeguard exists, which is at a time you could burn on Yom Tov. If you don't have the safeguard, so then we're concerned that you don't make a bedikah. Therefore, the Tach says like this, that Rashi in the Mishnah is explaining according to the Maskonas HaGemora. The final Gemara comes out that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why the Rabbanon say that the bedikah can be made further is only because of the safeguard that you're being oisek to burn it. And therefore, that's limited to a time that you're burning it, but at a time on Yom Tov when you can't burn it, you don't have that safeguard, so you can't make a bedikah. And that's what Rashi says, Atcher Techshach, according to the Tzlach, that the point is, Atcher Techshach means not on Yom Tov. Not on Yom Tov. The Gemara in Menachos is asking the steers, holding in the Havi meaning, or Rashi is explaining at that point of the Gemara, we thought Rabbanon's reason is because they're not Gezer at all. If they're not Gezer at all, so then a Bedikah should be made at all times, even on Yom Tov. You don't need the safeguard. That's how he answers the contradiction.